Do you see his precise thinking? He's pointing out that the same thing can be both one and many. Hence, he also adds, stressing the point more strongly, and all the members of the one body, though many, are one body. He didn't say, though many are part of one body, but the one body itself is composed of many, and those various members make up this one thing. So if the one is many and the many are one, where is the difference? Where is the superiority? Where is the disadvantage? For all, he says, are one. And not just simply one, but when thoroughly examined in terms of the most crucial aspect, that is, their being a body, they all are found to be one. But when examined as to their specific characteristics, then the difference emerges, and the difference is in all alike. No single one of them can make a body on its own, but each is equally deficient in composing a body, and there's a need for unification, since when the many become one, then and only then is there one body. Thus, subtly indicating this very thing, he said, and all the members of the one body, even though many, are one body. And he did not say the superior and the inferior, but though many, which applies to all.